do not like him.
Oh, that's great. He this does is a perfect like time him. To start because I just brought up the empty picture.
Why
frames.
Would I? Why would I do anything with them when you're moving?
Oh well, you figured that out about
I
2 months
that
ago.
So quick.
So what's the backstory behind?
John, I am responsible for this wall.
You know Hunt is like 10 feet away from his mic right now.
Oh. Are we live?
Yeah, we're live. Oh. We're live. You need to have it like 4 inches away from your mouth and you can do something like this.
Imagine if I never noticed that.
I was telling you.
Ah. It would have been hilarious. You gotta kind of like eat the mic.
Yeah, be like 4 inches away.
Can you do a mic check? Does it sound good?
We already did a mic check. I'm hoping
yeah,
it sounds
I'm listening,
good.
Okay. Like Joe Rogan.
You can hear me?
John Rogan.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, good.
All right, anyways, we got Hunter Sullenberger on the line.
Nice
you guys
to meet
might
you.
Remember his brother from the Oppenheimer podcast.
Hey, let's do double the numbers of that pod, all right? Let's beat
got,
my Bubba.
I think he's got 41 streams.
It's one of our highs.
Give us 82.
Yeah.
Which you would think. You would think that was a
that's
really bad
lot. But no, 42, that is numby.
But Oppenheimer is also, like, I think people were more hyped about Oppenheimer than they were Gladiator 2.
You think so?
Gladiator 2's got some respect to it as well. It's not like we put you on a freaking Disney movie.
I feel like Gladiator 2, like 20 years after it came out, that's a lot of hype, you know?
No, but like... but
do you think 10 years would have been better?
Yeah, I think 10 years might have been better. The situation that I
don't know.
Man,
I think some of the kids in there that I was sitting next to were in high school, and I feel like I heard them saying, I didn't even see the first one.
That might be a good question. What's the best amount
I'm
of time?
I'm pretty sure that's what we were talking about. I wasn't trying to be too Snoop, but like I could hear on accident.
What's the best amount of time for a sequel to be released?
No time.
You know
no
what
time.
Lord of the Rings did?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. In 3 years.
Yeah.
That's
I
the
also don't think
of
that
film.
I don't know how they did that.
Insane.
Even after seeing this movie and thinking that it was decently good, I do not think it should have been made.
I agree.
Why do we need Denzel in another movie? He didn't even try and act like a Roman. He acted like...
I also have some qualms. I like this movie, but I have a few
qualms.
Yeah.
You guys want to rate it?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. On the count of three.
On the count of three. 1, 2, 3, rate it.
Ready?
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
7.7.
What'd you go?
Oh.
I said 8.1.
What'd you go?
7.7.
Damn, what do you mean you were close?
Yeah,
7.8.
Yeah.
I liked it enough to give it an 8.
I didn't think it was an 8.
Yeah.
I was
struggling between an 8 and 7.
I almost went lower.
All right, do 7.9.
7.9.
7.9's
like
good.
I like 7.9.
Can I adjust my score now?
What do you want?
7.8.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. It's the most,
me and Zach
it's the most
magnetic thing of
we
all
go
time.
8. But you can't really tell when all three of you are doing it. I have to be like, what do you say? Got to keep on watching, and that we do, folks.
That we do.
Sometimes you play that thing, and you don't warn anybody. They don't know they can't speak.
Well, sometimes you bitch about the pause before I play it.
Sometimes
you
forget to play
it,
and other times
so
you
do it too early.
No.
I don't think I've ever done it too early.
I didn't think that Hunt needs a warning because
I don't think it was too bad. He looked over to me, gave me the.
If you talked during it, did you see the video with it?
I saw it pop up and then I was like, "What's going on?" I thought it was like an ad sponsor or something.
No.
Bro, if you get DeWalt in here.
I know a couple home building companies.
Yeah,
yeah.
Any competition?
Yeah.
Or just
is
us.
It all us? That sucks.
It's all you guys.
Yeah, we need a DeWalt sponsorship up in here.
Horton Homes sucks.
Dude, that's a good idea. Yeah, reverse sponsors.
Reverse sponsor.
That might be a $1 million idea.
Can you do that free of charge?
Lowe's hire some people to talk shit
we
about
don't
Home
Lowe's.
Depot.
I want Home Depot.
All right, Home Depot hires you to talk bad about Lowe's.
I want a box in the
Lennar scene. Homes. Lennar Homes sucks.
Lennar Homes.
I'm just trying to think of some of the big companies. I don't want to douche the little man.
We're all Lennar Homes is a big company now?
Oh, Lennar's one of the giants.
I've never heard of it.
Lennar is the one who made all the money during the recession. They owned
Scoundrel.
So you're
Rialto,
saying they profited
Rialto, I don't remember exactly what happened. Dad hates them. Dad hates Rialto.
That's a good sign.
Well, don't put
I don't know about his opinion on Lennar Homes. He doesn't hate them because we're trying to do some business with them right now.
Don't put all of Dad's business on the line.
Oh, no. If we see Rialto, it's on site.
Listen
to this. I don't know what Rialto did. Exactly. So Lennar owns Rialto, and somehow during the recession, maybe they bought all the loans or something, and then they were requiring people to pay them back. So they were not, like, giving you any leniency or something. Mm. Something like that. Anyways, Dad can't stand Rialto. They were super douche.
So you think they're bad guys?
Yeah, they're bad guys. Bad man. Yeah.
So cheap, the lower class, not the Knights.
Yeah. I didn't know about Rialto. When I was in college, I was in a Bible study, and I was with this guy, and he said that he worked at Rialto. And I said, oh.
Strangled him?
Oh, he said about something about Knight Homes. And he said, oh, do you know Chris Knight? And I was like, yeah, that's my cousin. And he goes, oh, yeah, I worked at Rialto. We kind of went head-to-head at one point.
Yeah,
and I was like,
oh,
okay.
Chris.
Went back and told Dad. I said, yeah, some guy in my Bible study works at Rialto. Says you guys work together. And he says, he worked at Rialto? And he's in Bible study? Does he know he's going to hell?
No, he did not.
He said it as a joke. He said, I'm obviously a joke.
That's hilarious.
It was a great joke.
Yeah. So. Wow, Rialto is just
Rialto.
Dirt of the earth.
Dude, douche.
Where are they now? You said they're Lennar?
Lennar Homes owns Rialto. Okay. I'm not exactly sure if it's like a
Rialto sold
financing
out.
Thing.
They were cheap, and
so,
then they sold out.
So maybe them trying to profit off the backs of lower class people.
That's right.
To bite them in the
No, we're trying to get the lower class home.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're trying to make a first home livable because I'll build it and John will buy the land.
Gladiator 2.
Oh, before that, I want to shout out the hunters of the world.
Hunters?
Yeah, we got Hunter on the podcast. Yeah. Also, Hunter Biden just got pardoned.
Oh,
dude,
I low-key think it's hilarious.
Oh, I mean, for one, it's people are like...
It's after also Joe Biden got super screwed throughout the whole entire presidency.
Oh, Joe Biden is actually kind of...
I love him now.
Yeah, a big fan.
First, after I got the sticker with him wearing the MAGA hat.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one.
I use that a lot.
For one, when they kicked Joe Biden out... I don't think that they wanted to make Kamala Harris the nominee, but Joe Biden forced their hand by when he got kicked out, he said...
They kicked him out. What do you mean? The only reason they would have forced him.
I'm saying he got kicked out.
Okay.
But when he got kicked out, I do not think they wanted Kamala Harris to be the nominee.
And then he endorsed
They wanted
her.
To have a primary, a little mini thing at the DNC. But instead, as soon as he got kicked out, he endorsed Kamala Harris and forced
their
hands.
You think that was his biggest freaking...
Oh, for sure.
You
I don't
think
know.
He's a Republican.
Oh, no. But I think he was pissed. I think he's a... I think all politicians are big me guys, you know? And so once he was like, I'm douche, double bird, Kamala Harris, and he knew that they did not want Kamala Harris, and
I
they could not be
bird.
Like, whoa, hold off on the black lady. Maybe we should try white man Gavin Newsom. So
the only black
that.
Lady, she's like... Black?
Huh? But I'm just saying, she was a minority. They weren't going to douche her after Joe Biden endorsed her.
Yeah.
So that was a great move by him. I don't know how intentional it was, but it was all-time hilarious.
I also think pardoning your son as president is one of the most beast things you can do.
It's him. I'd be like,
what the hell? Especially
unless it was one of the really bad crimes.
Yeah, if it was like
Hunter was just kind of partying, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he was doing just like.
He was just wanting to have fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I would like to party with Hunter Biden.
Well, here's the other thing. Hunter Biden, he was getting all that money for his dad. So, like, he was working deals with Ukraine.
China deals.
They were buying his art, like, for $100,000, and it's Hunter Biden's art. You know?
Was it good?
I actually looked him up today because I was interested, and I was like, that's not half bad.
All right, if it's Hunter Biden also, so a valuation of $100,000 for Hunter Biden's art.
I just made that number up. They might have been like $500,000. The only reason, right. They use the shitty Hunter Biden art to give them money.
Yeah.
To work deals in the United States while Joe Biden was president.
It's so free.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
Yeah. On accident, but yeah. So
that's a great name.
I remember an email, and it was also, like, Trump Biden ever, was like, $6 million for me and $6 million for the big man. And the big man was Joe Biden.
Yeah.
So classic.
Another great nickname I had thought about during the campaign, because Trump never seemed to really be putting a good one together.
Mm-hmm.
What?
For Kamala. I don't think he ever had a great nickname for her.
Let's hear it.
Chameleon Kamala.
I think I heard that.
He called her.
I definitely heard that.
He called her Kamala.
No.
Chameleon.
Do you know the video where he called her Kamala?
Kamala?
He goes...
I don't get it.
He didn't get it either. He goes...
He was tongue-tied?
No, he called her Kamala. And then he goes, yeah, I thought that was... everybody in the media thought I made a mistake. I didn't make a mistake. I call her Kamala. I think it's a hilarious nickname. Kamala. I don't know what it even means.
I love Trump. Like, Trump always doubles down. Oh, he doesn't care.
Oh, even if
he doubles down.
He kind of reminds me of Nate. If he gets caught in a lie, he's not going to admit he lied. Yeah. Like Nate.
Yeah. Nate's a good one.
It's kind of like Nate. Trump and Nate are a lot alike.
Nate is
and that's
president.
Why that's... he's so good at running a nation.
Yeah, but if the way you do that, I don't want Nate running the presidency.
I don't know.
Running the country.
I don't think it'd be that bad.
He's a big picture guy.
Yeah, he is.
He's not a small picture guy.
He's not going to run like a tiny little business, but he's going to run a big conch.
I love it.
I think we could start him off in like Haiti or something first, and then let him, you know.
Yeah, mess up that country.
Great idea. Minor leagues for like presidents.
That is a great idea.
That is a great idea.
I know. Like,
you know what, Kamala? If you want to be the president so bad, how about 6 months in Haiti?
Yeah, exactly.
We'll give you the keys.
Let's see what you can do over there.
Let's see what Haiti you can do in Puerto Rico.
Honestly, that's a great. Just send them to one of our allies that are struggling.
Yeah.
We never think about them. We just send them money. Why are we sending them money?
We should send them Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Big brain.
No. Please. All right, we watched Gladiator 2. This isn't a political podcast, even though it started off that way.
Yeah. But,
what did we give it? 7.9?
7.9.
7.9.
Great rating.
I don't love this movie. I wish they wouldn't do this all the time. The more they make these movies, the more it makes me exhausted.
What's your first qualm?
First qualm from the start to the finish?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like...
when this one thing happened, I was like, okay, I'm not sure about that.
All right, give me your first qualm, because my qualms came towards the end.
That they fought imaginary monkeys. Like, why did they...
Imaginary monkeys.
Like...
Well, they were...
Those kind of monkeys don't exist. Why can't you just
fight
some...
I thought they were just baboons.
No, baboons don't look that
big. Baboons.
That thing was half human, half baboon. It had no hair.
They probably just shaved them.
You find a baboon...
Okay, I kind of picture this. I'm going to be honest with you.
Zach was falling asleep at the beginning. I thought there might not be a podcast.
Going into a 2.5-hour-long movie, I was asleep. I wasn't asleep. I never fell asleep. But I was like... I was inching towards it about... 10 minutes in.
Really?
Oh, dude, I mean...
During the battle scene?
No, Zach...
The battle scene, everybody made it seem like the battle scene, like the first scene was like super beast from this. I didn't think it was like crazy
beast. I thought it was good.
I thought it was good, but everybody, like, at least John hyped it up to a point where it was like...
Oh, I got that from Hunter.
Oh,
I told you.
Okay. Zach, you were like, this is what makes the movie, and I was like, okay, well...
Well, it kind of sets the stage, you know?
If you watched an anime about battle scenes, you'd be like, oh, wow.
If you watched an anime battle scene, you would say, man, that's a shitty battle scene.
I'm telling you, bro.
Dude, yeah, if you look up baboons, they don't look anything like that.
Let's see. Jamie, can you pull that up?
For one.
Jamie.
Yeah.
We don't have Jamie.
Dude, they got hair.
I think they just shape.
Well, what is that compared to that?
Look up hairless monkey or something.
Look up gladiator.
I feel like that monkey's definitely real.
That monkey does not exist.
You think that monkey's real? I'm picturing it now, and it was very humanoid from the neck down.
Oh, they were crazy,
dude.
It
was strong.
But they should have been fighting with hyenas. I always think hyenas are sketch.
But they're like bottom. They're like vultures. They're like the vultures of the land, though.
What are?
Hyenas. They only eat like dead things.
Yeah, well, but they got them all amped up and like they put rabies in them and they also didn't.
How do you put rabies in them?
How do you get rabies?
I don't know. I don't think.
But if you take
you
the
have
blood,
one animal with rabies,
if you get one animal with rabies, you could have infinite.
But you think
pandemic?
You think the Romans knew about rabies?
They knew how to put freaking sharks in the Roman coliseum.
All right, that
also had beef.
That was my biggest one.
It's legit. It's
Whoa,
legit.
You're telling me
I
that's
Google
legit.
Searched it.
No.
Like, one of the first things is, like,
if that's
like,
legit, then I can
dude,
I.
Dude, it was the most badass thing I've ever seen.
I don't
and
know.
And I was like, there's no way the Colosseum is ready for this.
They should have had a little cliff note at the bottom of the screen that said, I know this seems fake, but this is legit.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't.
It would have.
I don't want to say you're wrong, Zach, but I Googled it earlier also, and it said there's no truth to that. So
I Google searched. Most intense.
So obviously you
know that.
Which one of you Yahooed? Because
it was
going to
be Yahoo. I don't even think that exists anymore.
Yo, Yahoo exists.
Okay, well I have a question off of that y'all just
so
said.
So you told me that you truthfully also Google it?
I promise you I did.
I Googled it as well.
should we Google it right now?
Google it.
We can't spread fake news. Let's figure this out.
I think it's impossible.
I know.
How would you bring it up?
Dude,
much water?
They wouldn't have done it unless it was possible.
Zach,
I Google searched Notorious Gladiator Games. Notorious Gladiator Games, 7 Astonishing Roman Colosseum Fights. And the frickin'...
You know what else? I have a problem with the sharks. If you're going to put sharks in a movie, make them great whites.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I understand that. I mean, it's already...
Well, it's not. We're not in frickin' Australia. It's tough to get. You get a bull shark if you got it.
They were in... Another problem I have is they were in... We're the only country in Africa Nova that they haven't conquered. And there
staged
was,
naval battles.
The name was Africa Nova. There's no black people. Normally, I'm like...
No,
man, what's up with all these black people taking over the white roles? But they didn't have a single black person in Africa Nova is what he called the place.
True. Where are all the black people?
We need more black people.
That's nice to say these days. You're like, oh, Ariel's black. I'm good enough.
Yeah, but then the guy was like, we're the last country they haven't conquered in Africa Nova. Whatever the hell that is.
To mark the opening of the Colosseum,
only the leader
Emperor Titus held 100 days of games across blah, blah, blah. The 100 days of games included 2 mock naval battles, known as Naumachia, one of which somehow unfolded inside of the Colosseum.
Somehow?
Dude, I mean, like, the words, I read Naumachia.
I told you I normally cut you a lot of slack, but you don't cut me any.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, I think what I looked up earlier was, did they have sharks? They may have, they probably could have siphoned water, but I don't think they had sharks in the Colosseum.
Yeah, I did.
Well, so sharks were just an added plus. They had water in the Colosseum.
But you never
you
never fact-checked the sharks.
Well, I didn't ask about the sharks.
That was the part I had beef with.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
I also think that the water was a little bit nuts. So
I think
I feel like that's more
pos. Nuts
though.
About that situation.
More pos, but
the sharks would have been tough.
How was the water not just leaking all over the place? They were walking
tarps.
Tarps.
I have no idea. I was like, dude, I was watching it inside the movie theater, and I was like, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
I wish they would have just had real
animals
instead of the monkeys. They didn't have
could
like
you
a
imagine
fancy
this spectacle? A giant coliseum filled with water and 2 naval ships.
Yeah, I mean, it was
how do they
cool.
get the ships in there?
How'd y'all feel about the rhino?
Rhino,
I love a rhino.
Do you think it's possible to tame a rhino enough to ride it, though?
Tame it?
Oh,
it
wasn't
a rhino. Someone
yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sure, I mean, like, the rhino, like, you have to kill the guy, I'm pretty sure.
Huh?
Didn't the rhino end up killing the guy he was riding? He wasn't very tamed. It's not like he was like...
No, he didn't kill the guy in the road. He killed
another
guy.
If he would have gotten off of that rhino, it's like a bull rider, but not as much of a bull.
I don't think rhinos are that aggressive.
What?
I don't know. I can't confirm.
You're thinking of a hippopotamus.
Yeah.
I said the land's hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus can be on land.
Hippopotamus, dude.
Those things, they're a sketch.
Yeah, I saw one chasing after
humans
a boat.
I saw that. That's terrifying.
He was pissed off, and they were all smiling on the boat.
Every single time a hippo does something, I'm surprised. Like, I heard that they kill the most humans in Africa. That was surprising. Then,
shocked.
If I was on a boat, I'd be like, yeah, I mean, I heard these hippos kill a lot of people, but we're on a boat. We're okay. And then that thing in that video,
and then they
chasing
swim
that
like
boat.
30 miles per hour.
My God!
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to like sit there and like test my odds against a hippo. I think his best bet is to climb up it. I don't think he can tilt a boat. And this was like a 6-person boat, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think he could have tilted the boat.
Yeah, he's a freaking hippopotamus.
He's massive.
A shark could tilt a boat, I think.
A hippo is massive.
Not as big as a gray white.
Not as big, but that boat was tiny. It wasn't a big boat.
Which one do you think weighs more, hippo or a great white?
Well, hippos are thick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're big, too.
I would think, heavy. What size great white?
Biggest
full
hippo
grown,
versus
grown.
Biggest, yeah,
then great white.
Yeah.
Look up full-grown great white. I'll look up full-grown hippo.
It's funny you gave me that one when you're apparently, like, the biggest great white guy of all time.
I'm not the biggest great white guy of all time. That's a great white.
Oh, man, I don't think I looked this up well. This is just
I think you're also way below me.
4 tons.
You're not at 4 tons. A hippo is 2 tons.
I just made up a freaking number because I can't find it.
An elephant is 2 tons. A hippo weighs an average of 3,300 pounds.
Weighing 4,000 pounds.
Oh.
No.
Where?
That's not true.
I mean, like, you're the great white aficionado.
You're right. And that's why I'm telling you you're wrong.
Well, I just use Google.
And
which is the
you
only...
found out about your last Google.
No. I think hippos are definitely less heavy than a great white.
They can get up to 4,000 pounds.
Great whites?
1,500 to 4,000 pounds.
They're also longer, too.
Imagine the bite force on that guy.
Oh, terrifying.
If I was going to get bitten by a great white, I wish he would just bite me in half, you know?
Another qualm I had is he quickly forgot about the girl.
What girl? Oh, he didn't forget
his
about
wife?
Her.
Yeah.
He wanted to kill Acacius.
Yeah, the
because
whole time
killed,
he wanted
because
to kill Pedro Pascal.
And yeah. Gladiator 1, he's having flashbacks about his wife the whole time. This guy.
Also, can I shout out Pedro Pascal? I feel like everything. What?
They're about to oversaturate him so fast.
All right, that might be true.
Last of Us Season 1, we
thought he was good in this. I liked him in this.
I feel like everything I've seen him in, though, is he's like fantastic.
Yeah,
I think he's a very good actor, yeah. And I didn't hate him in this, but I just know they're going to like... Like, he's already in new movies. I don't know the movie.
He's going to be in the Fantastic Four?
Yeah, he's Mr.
Oh,
Fantastic.
See, I don't like that.
They're going to oversaturate
call
him
Mr. Fantastico.
Yeah, give him... I would have rather had Michael Phelps as Mr. Fantastic.
That
would have
been hilarious.
If he could have acted, that would have been perfect casting. Like
was there speculation about him?
No,
that's a funny one,
that,
I think.
Like, that's like picture perfect.
Yeah.
But most of the time,
why
picture perfect
why did
they recast
Jim? Jim was a great Mr. Fantastic.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he didn't want to do it.
No, I think people hated him.
No, people didn't hate him. Like, that was
people hate John Krasinski.
The only reason he got into that movie was because...
People liked him.
...fan casted. But then they did some BS and they acted like it didn't exist.
Yeah, that was crazy.
What a waste of a movie. Thanks a lot, guys. You're done.
They've had so many bad movies lately.
Yeah. You big on Marvel, hun?
Not really. I don't know. You talk about, like... This sequel, I liked it because there's only 2 Gladiators. Marvel, there's a million different movies.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are good. A lot of them suck, too. So.
True.
I don't know. It just kind of
gets
too much.
Well, if we were talking early 2000s, then a lot of them are good and a lot of them suck. But me and John have been riding the stock down to its lowest of low And now I think it's about to be on the come up. This is when you buy
in. You think it's turning around?
Oh, you got to buy in now.
I saw.
So when did it start going down after Avengers?
Oh, man. Right COVID. When right when old PC came into action, that's when it slowed down.
Yeah, now that we have Trump Volume 2, they could come back.
Trump's going to be like, no, that's not my Marvel movie.
Disney fired one of their head guys and got the old guy back, Bob Iger or something. He could be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a huge
They were turning all their once they turned all their cartoons gay, that's when you knew everything.
Cartoons gay.
Well, Disney owns Marvel now.
Oh, okay, okay.
So
okay.
Once
you're talking about a Marvel.
Once game. They made all the leads girls in Marvel
movies.
Oh
man, there were scenes where it was forced women
I think
how are we gonna do this? We're gonna take care of it. And it was eight girls and you're all right. We're effed.
I think not 2025. Everything that comes out in 2025 for Marvel, bad. Give it to 2026.
Really? Oh, what do you mean? We already got 2024 Deadpool versus Wolverine.
That's a different thing.
That was 2026 or something. No, that's in Marvel. You got to consider it as all right, such.
I'm buying back in because I didn't see that movie and that's a great movie.
Yeah, but it's...
And
it's,
I didn't know they bought X-Men until I saw that movie. So.
Yes.
Yeah, so oh, really?
Yeah.
They done Captain Marvel did a situation where they teased the X Men. That was around the time that
You think the Captain America movie's gonna be good?
No.
Okay.
Is it still Chris Evans?
What else is coming out in 2025? No.
That's how far behind I am.
No, it's Anthony Mackie.
Okay.
They turned all their beloved characters.
I like him.
The Black Prince.
He's a good actor.
I can't stand Anthony Mackie.
Really?
I think he's terrible in Marvel.
He sucks.
Granted, I haven't seen any Marvel movies.
He also made out with a dude in Black Mirror.
Oh, that was a terrible episode of Black Mirror.
Oh, yeah.
Except for the scenes when it was the girl and the guy. That was hot. That was Mantis. That was Mantis for Marvel.
Oh, that was so weird.
Yeah, but then you switch over and it's Anthony Mackie drooling over a headset or something. But yeah.
Okay, another qualm. They never once mentioned in Gladiator 1 that kid is that guy's son. So I think that was kind of out of left
field. They had that scene that showed them talking across
the... They made that scene.
No, that had to have been in it.
Wait, you mean when he's talking to the little kid?
Across the gate.
That happened, but he wasn't you're my son.
Yeah, well, you didn't want to tell him then.
I think
he
was big into his wife and son, and he wanted to die to go see them again. If he had another son, would he have been wanting to die so bad?
Well, I thought Maximus, I thought him and Lucilla hooked up, way earlier, and then he didn't know that Lucius was his son.
Okay, maybe.
I didn't understand the lineage at all because they kept talking to Marcus Aurelius, and I was like, "Is that the guy?"
Okay, those two boys
from
Marcus
Aurelius.
Marcus is Lucilla's dad, and then
Lucius
Russell Crowe.
Grandfather.
Who is Russell Crowe?
Russell Crowe is Maximus.
Okay, so there's a real book called Meditations by Marcus Aurelius.
Yeah, that was the old guy who
in the first one, where he's like, "I want you to take over."
He's the original Dumbledore from 1 and 2.
But hold on.
And his son was Commodus.
No.
Maximus Aurelius.
No.
No, his son was Commodus Aurelius. And then Commodus. Then Marcus. Marcus said, I want Maximus to take over instead of Commodus because he didn't trust him.
He was a general and he was Super Beast General.
And what was his last name at the time?
I don't remember his
name. Maximus?
Maximus should have been Aurelius.
I think
Maximus Odissimus or something.
Yeah,
really?
I think
so. Acquired the name Aurelius by...
He never did.
He said, I'm Maximus Aurelius.
No, he didn't.
Bullshit.
Who said that?
Maximus.
I think you might be right. I think it was like Caesar. There's multiple Caesars, you know? It's like a name that the dictator takes on.
So it's not like a last name that we know to this day and tried and true.
I don't believe so.
No, he was just Maximus.
No, he says, I'm Maximus Aurelius.
No, he doesn't.
Forefather of son and rightful heir of the throne. He says something like
that. Are you talking about Lucius says that in Gladiator 2?
No, freaking, what's his name? Not Joaquin.
Russell Crowe.
Yeah, he says it when, you know that scene where Joaquin Phoenix is take off your mask. I want to, Praise you, probably.
I know. I'm saying he doesn't say that.
He says, I'm Marcus Aurelius. I swear he does, dude. You can look it up after.
Are you fact checking?
Maximus Decimus
Aurelius?
Meridius.
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 Then why are they Aureliuses?
Because he slept with Marcus Aurelius' daughter.
Yeah. Oh, so in this time, the son takes the daughter's name? Well, it's the more powerful name?
If you're, he's a grandson of Marcus Aurelius.
Yeah, if you're born in a royalty, you're going to keep that name.
Yeah, well, that's like freaking season two of House of Dragons when we have a bunch of brown-haired bastards walking around with Targaryen.
Another thing is, those two, the twins... They were classic.
Were they twins?
Yeah.
No, they're just brothers, I think.
No, they were twins.
No, the older brother twins. And the younger brother were
twins.
Also, do you know...
Because he said, in the womb, he messed with my marble sack and made me impotent.
Have you seen White Lotus?
I haven't.
Oh, really? Have you? It's White a TV Lotus? Show.
TV show on HBO.
No.
Okay, I was going to say that. One of the younger brother dictator or emperor... He's in that show, and I couldn't recognize him.
So
he's just like a goofy character.
Those brothers had to be Joaquin Phoenix's sons, right?
To some extent,
they had to be. They looked like him. Especially the small one was like supposed to look like Joaquin.
I don't really know how that works.
They never mention who they are.
No, because Commodus was gay.
No, he liked his sister.
Yeah, but he also liked men.
But he might have also snuck it in with another girl.
Or I think he's bi. I think.
How is he gay in the first one?
He mentions it when he's laying down with Lucilla.
Oh.
Because I watched Gladiator after Gladiator. He said, and I just.
I'm gay.
Not verbatim, obviously, but.
This isn't going to work out.
I'm sure he was.
All the dudes in Roman times were a little sus.
Yeah, I mean,
they were all banging butts.
Yeah.
Denzel Washington said,
he said, hey, babe, the lights are out.
He said, I like chicks sometimes.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
I
love Denzel just being Denzel the whole time.
That was one of my biggest qualms, though, is he was either miscast or Lucius was, because I felt like he overshadowed Lucius. I feel like his character.
Which one's Lucius?
The main guy.
Yeah, the main guy.
Oh, really?
I feel like Denzel's Macrinus kind of overshadowed him.
Yeah.
Just because of the moves he was making.
No, I thought the main guy, if I would have picked my favorite character in this movie, it would have been the main guy.
Yeah, I thought he was cool.
I thought he was beast, and
it took me for the longest to realize Denzel was a bad guy. I thought they were on the same side until I was like, he's like, I'm going to kill you. And I was like, hey.
Whoa! Denzel!
He helped you get in front of
Acacius.
Yeah, he promised him that.
Yeah, but at that point, he like made his own bed because that was his dad or something.
Well, I think what happened was when he turned his mom in, like he turned his mom in, and that's what gave Pedro Pascal in there.
Also, the mom of this was like under a lot of transgression. Like once, like. The coup came down to like take the main guy out of prison.
Yeah,
but she kept coming into the prison. Like she had just free reign to do whatever the hell she wanted.
Yeah, like Denzel. When did he know that it was her son?
Like, did he ever?
He must have.
Oh well, he definitely knew because like they were making a look, and he was like, "Give me the."
Oh, you know what it was? So, they're Acacius and Lucilla. It was. They're like. Housekeeper or whatever.
Overhearing,
and then she went and told one of the senators.
I also think, like, if they knew that, they would have just killed him earlier.
Don't even, like, don't let him out of a cell.
Yeah.
If you realized he was an Aurelius or a Morelius.
Or how about when they shot at the twins with the freaking crossbow and they didn't even, like, get on to him?
Well, they didn't. No, they didn't know who it was. Apparently,
that was in the middle of a naval battle.
Yeah,
that was from our point of view, John. Yeah. That wasn't from the movie.
They were
point
right
of view.
There, like looking.
But
at
there was smoke. There was a bunch of other stuff.
The ship was on fire. His shoulder. He would have taken out.
I thought
one of
he was getting off easy.
Wasn't
he
the older brother
that was like, "You're going to hell"?
The twins. It was the older brother from Stranger Things and White Lotus. Was it?
No, that guy was not from Stranger Things.
Yeah, he was. He's the guy that does the rock guitar.
Billy?
No.
He's no, not Billy. The dude from season 4 of Stranger Things when he's like rocking on the guitar and he's like.
He's, I haven't seen that far in Stranger Things. He's not the older brother?
No, he's in Stranger Things season 4. If you haven't seen it, you won't know.
Well, you said he was the older brother.
No, I didn't. I won't say that. I think he might have said that.
I didn't say
it. No.
Check tape. I didn't say older
check.
Brother. He was the older brother to nobody.
Check tape.
Yeah, it's 35 minutes in. Check freaking tape. I didn't say no older brother. But he's definitely in.
He's in Stranger Things.
Yeah.
He's Eddie Munson. Is.
Eddie Munson.
Okay.
So he was in it. I think he got a lot of hate for Stranger Things, but now he's kind of on the come up. And I would like that because I don't like any of the people from Stranger Things.
Okay, he looks like the guy from Stranger Things.
Yeah, he is.
But he's not the older brother, like you said.
But the little brother was definitely gay, right? And then they have Joaquin Phoenix being gay as well. Like, this family is...
Runs
like,
in the fam.
Yeah, it's just seed to seed.
I think...
I don't like how they didn't mention who they were at all.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I didn't like a lot of, like, the plot of this movie got pretty iffy towards the end.
This movie was exactly what I thought it would be. Good action. I was entertained the whole time.
No plot.
I was entertained. I am not entertained. I was. And
I was entertained.
Plot was kind of stupid.
Plot was, there are some holes.
I didn't like
the character development. Like I said, like Leafs, like he was good. I liked him, but I feel like we needed more, you know?
Here's the more beef I had. Denzel's this guy who doesn't fight. And then they get there, they're one-on-one.
Oh, dude, that was the worst.
He
that was
my
easy. That was my biggest qualm the whole entire time. And the only reason I could, like, back it up for Denzel is because he was, like...
He only got lucky.
He talked to the mom at some point and was like, I used to be a slave. I used to be out there in the Coliseum as well. Yeah, but 20 years has passed, and this dude is fresh to death.
You don't think it's like riding a bike?
No,
really?
You ever heard someone say it's like swinging a sword,
dude? Yeah, if you,
I don't know, dude. I mean, it's different because they had swords. You know, I feel like with swords you get more experience.
Battle. I thought he should.
Well, no, I mean, Luke just kind of dog walked him, so I don't think it was that close.
Dog walked him.
He had the. He got stabbed in the breastbone.
Well, I mean, that's good planning on his part, though.
Good planning. Even if before the guy into the river.
If I was Denzel, I felt like I was stabbing the guy in the breastplate over and over. I would have just gone any of the other guys.
That's for right. I would have gone up.
Down, leg.
Why aim for the leg when you have the head right there?
Head seems like an easy thing to miss.
You think?
Yeah.
I feel like you'd...
With the sword? If you give me one chance to hit your head with the sword, I promise you I won't miss.
I thought that was...
Underwater? With no sight?
All right, we'll try. We'll get John a break from all the potty training. That's all I can talk about all the time now.
Oh, dude, it's brutal.
Oh, man, my daughter and potty training. I didn't have to be potty trained.
I want you to have a child so bad.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, dude, the pod's over.
No, I'll say, hey, my kid just figured it out. Sat him on the toilet one day, and he was just fine.
4 years old.
The heir to the McDonald's throne.
When I have three kids that are already ahead.
Three kids, no sons.
You
don't have the balls for sons.
We might have to put them in the Coliseum and just see who wins.
For the throne.
That'd be high quality entertainment.
Who would win between us?
Do you all have weapons?
Yeah.
What, swords?
Oh, what's our...
That's a good question. What would you choose?
Choice? What's your weapon of choice? You go first.
Crossbow?
Oh, easy. Yeah. Longsword.
Longsword?
You get one shot, I'll wear that shot, and then I'll kill you.
I think I'd use those things the massive guys use, you know, no, it's just a big ball on it.
This is a great segue into a game I have.
Okay. Listen, I walk towards you. You're freaking out because you got a crossbow aimed at you. As soon as I shoot
you're
freaking out.
All he has to do is close the distance, though.
I'd probably be laughing at you.
I'm going to close the distance, too. And as soon as I shoot, he's going to flinch, and I'm going to spear him in case the crossbow didn't hit him. Then I'll also take his sword.
You're dead.
You are so stupid.
Dude, you spear me, guess what you have in the middle of your stomach? a long sword. You wouldn't be able. You wouldn't even be able to try and tackle me in a long sword. It's not that long. It's a normal sword. Long to me.
I'll go double dagger.
I'm used double to dealing dagger. With like double dagger. Oh, dude, that's so funny because I have this on it. All right, let's play this game.
All right.
What weapon would you use? Naval battle, they exist. Sharks in water and one opposing boat. What weapon would you want in this situation to get you out of this situation?
Wait, so you're saying like I'm
one of the gladiators. Very similar to the movie we watched.
I'm a gladiator.
Yeah. And you're a gladiator in the group of gladiators with the opposing team on the other side and there's sharks in the water. What do you want?
Grenade.
It's gotta be realistic.
Imagine a grenade.
There can't be gunpowder. Is there gunpowder in a grenade?
Oh, something yeah. that explodes.
Sure. I'm sure there is.
I think, you know, those big staffs with like a big fat ball on the end of it? It's like metal. Have y'all ever seen those?
But how would you get that when
you would die so fast.
What do you mean? We're on a boat? We're on a boat. I just swing, take out like three guys, hit them in the water.
What are you on the boat? What are you swinging at? Like, once they come together, they...
Yeah, like, from the big side, like,
you have to have a bow and arrow in this case.
All right, so you're picking bow and arrow, you're picking...
Big staff.
Mace. I think yeah, it's called mace.
Yeah.
But with a longer rod, I think I'll give the win to Hunt.
I agree.
How's he killing people on the other
boat? But once they get close,
yeah.
Once they get close, you have no arms. You're not legless.
You're just gonna be standing there with your little crossbow. I'm just gonna sweep your legs.
Long time to revive.
Yeah.
No, not a crossbow, bow and arrow.
Okay.
As soon as I kill one, I got his sword.
How many
Hunt's got
you
this
have?
Swing that's like, oh
no! You do not have his sword. You don't kill him and get his sword.
Oh, so I
because you kill him from 50 yards away.
Yeah.
The only thing about bow and arrow is you kill them from distance.
So I have to kill from 50 yards away?
The only way you're going to get a sword is killing
Hunt's,
your ally.
It's Hunt's...
And I didn't say you can pick up another... You're going to die with this bow and arrow.
Is
you,
Hunt's,
can't pick up a, you can't pick up a mace with Hunt.
Okay, so I'm killing people from 50 yards away. Is Hunt's...
Until it's not.
Is Hunt's ball on a stick 50 yards long?
No, he's just swinging it.
I mean, as soon as we crash, I'm swiping like three guys. They didn't have cannons. That's gunpowder.
Did they have cannons?
No.
Okay, how about... Okay, I have one that would win. Molotov cocktail.
Yeah, but that wasn't invented yet.
Yeah.
Gasoline and
yeah, but it's
fire.
Not like they were using them. I mean, if they were, they would have been rocking Molotovs over on the boat
they
the whole
allowed
time.
To.
Yeah, that's weird.
They wanted to fight some gladiators that were supposed to be easy peasy, and they were just going to pick them off with their... They caught them on fire instantly with what?
The next
bow
time
and arrow
do,
on yeah. fire.
The next time we
bow and arrow with fire.
Yeah, I'll give you fire. I still think I would give it to Hunt.
Yeah.
But I also think
okay,
that a Molotov...
Okay, we got a couple idiots on play.
I'm also just more prepped for battle than
yeah,
you are.
Yeah, prepped for battle. I honestly think if we all three were gladiators, that I would be the one that lived the longest.
I think that's a big miss.
You guys are all just big behemoths. If you look up Marcus Aurelius and he's over 6'2", then I'll give the win to y'all. But I bet you he's about 5'10".
And
the
he was jacked.
The prime...
But he was jacked.
Yeah, well, if I was a gladiator, let me look up
how much he bench presses.
I'm telling you, Hunt especially, Hunt would be the first one out of the three of us.
Well, I'm the biggest target, so people are going to be gunning after
me.
Yeah,
he's a giant.
They're going to be like, oh, this guy's the one we have to worry
he's
about.
He's a big deal.
See, they see
but
you he, out there, they're like, you're not a threat.
Don't mess with him.
No, they're like, this guy's not a threat.
And then all of a sudden, I'm free, and I'm Denzel Washington, leading Rome.
And
how tall is Marcus Aurelius? 5'10"?
Marcus Aurelius is not the guy. It's Maximus Decimus. Meridius.
All right, how tall is he?
He doesn't really have a height.
Yeah, he's 5'10".
look up how tall Romans were back then. That can give us a ballpark.
No, Romans were probably like 5'8". Are you kidding me? Nobody got tall.
How about Russell Crowe's height?
All right, that worked.
He's going to be short.
No, he's good. I can see him being 6 foot.
Russell Crowe's shorter than me.
He's
6 foot flat.
Oh.
What a guess. Same as me.
Oh, please. You wish. You 5'10 shrimp.
I went to a doctor one time with you and they said I was 6 foot one and a half.
Because we were being measured by a dwarf.
She was so small.
she couldn't reach the thing.
And she said, wow, you're 6 foot one and a half. And I said, lady, I will never forget this. You've done me such a service. All right, next one.
What weapon would you use?
What weapon would I use for the naval? I'd use a spear. I'd use a lightsaber.
You throw the spear one time.
I'm not throwing it, yeah. Jackass.
Okay, then you stand here with your spear and you get shot with a bow and arrow.
Wait until they try and breach my borders.
Shooting you.
Yeah, if I don't make it that far, then I'm dead. But if I have a spear and they're trying to breach my borders, then it's boom, 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 javelin, javelin, javelin. Everyone that's trying to go over to my boat is done.
I think you would die so fast.
I think I get the biggest kill count.
No.
I'm getting the biggest kill count.
No, dude, you're playing like freaking...
What do you think's more important in the arena? Brute strength?
Zach's the guy.
Brute strength or quickness?
Quickness.
Quickness.
Really? Okay.
Shit.
Zach's the guy.
Obviously, quickness. Quickness always wins.
Zach's the guy in the beginning of the movie when they fight the rhino that he's like, everybody run to the wall right when he comes. And he's like, why? I got this. And then he gets creamed.
Why would I think I could take a rhino head on head?
Because that's what you're saying.
You're an idiot.
I'll just go, boom, 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 spear, javelin, javelin.
Next question.
Let's hear it.
1v1, lion versus gladiator. You're the gladiator.
Sword.
Sword.
Pussies.
What are you going with?
Dual dagger.
Oh, too close.
I'm going for the Achilles every time.
Yeah, but he's gonna be on top of you, eating your neck by the
time. Yeah, that's why I had both of his Achilles, then he falls on top of me. I slide down, slice his other two Achilles. What do you mean?
You really think you're Assassin's Creed?
I think if I was born in this era, I would have...
This is what happens. A lion jumps on you, and you have one chance, and you gotta cream it with a sword. No, right in the heart.
Or he can just cut his leg off with a sword.
I've been harnessing my killer mentality in this... cookie cutter world this whole time. If I was in the Roman situation, I'd be slicing and dicing.
You'd be slicing and dicing.
They call me the freaking slicer. I mean, the Roman slicer. All right, next one. Human versus human, your opponent has dual daggers. This is also the last one. Yeah, Kevin, have dual daggers. Human versus human, your opponent has dual daggers. How are you going to offend it? Offend it.
Throwing knives.
Throwing knives? How many do you have? You only get two because he only
has
two.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
You only get two because he only has two.
Okay, well, how about this? That's not fair. Because...
How about this? That's not fair.
Because, think about it.
Think about this.
The other guy gets a sword. Daggers are smaller than a sword, so he gets two. I get at least four throwing knives.
Okay, you get the weight of iron that it takes to make...
Probably like eight throwing knives.
No, I bet it's four.
No.
Four throwing knives makes two hand daggers.
The more I think about it, I think the sword's just the best option.
Yeah, sword's always the best option.
For dual dagger?
That's why they're always using them. They're like, hey, let's use the sword to challenge ourselves. No, they pick the sword because this has the best chance.
More practical.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ever seen the people with like the freaking knives on a string?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that thing's crazy.
I mean, it's sick, but...
It's like, dude, you're just trying to do that to look cool, but have fun dying.
Yeah, the second you lose it.
What do they do?
It's like a throwing knife, but it's on a string.
It's a kunai knife on a string, and they do it like a lasso.
That
like
sounds
cowboys.
Terrifying.
It's pretty cool looking.
I would kill myself on accident so fast.
Yeah, they're always like...
Oh, yeah, you don't want to wrap it around your body.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you got a knife in your belly. Alright, I have some more questions.
Alright, let's go.
Oh man, I have some great questions. Oh, actually, this is something that I was bothered by. And this is completely, I wish I had done this at the beginning of the pod, but here we go. What if you hit a school zone at 259-49, and by the end of, like, while you're traveling through the school zone, like, you don't think it's, like, it's not a school zone by the time you enter, by the time you exit.
What time do they start? 2:50?
3 p.m.
You're not going to be in a school zone for 11 minutes.
I said 259-49.
Oh.
So you have 11 seconds to get out of there.
So what? Are you guys going to be speed up or slow down?
So by the second camera, you're effed.
So you think you speed up or slow down?
No, you got to go school speed.
Yeah.
Every time? Do you guys do school speed every time you...
No, not every time. Not during the day, but at 2:59.
This is pretty fresh on my mind because I actually got a ticket the other day from a school.
Dude, event. I have...
Taylor got one at 11:50, and it's because a camera's got her, and it's like,
yeah, I got the camera
school
too.
Zone time.
Yeah.
I've got three from City of Whitesburg, and I refuse to pay them because I don't even know where Whitesburg is.
I wonder if that's where she got hers. Cause
and
it's
they
the
want me
Carrollton.
To pay $75. Man, they're just trying to tax me, I swear.
Yeah, yeah. I think
only 75. Mine was 100.
I think that's where that's on the way to Carrollton, right? I guarantee that's
hell,
where Taylor
dude.
Got hers.
Probably. If it says City of Whitesburg. What animal would you want to battle in the Coliseum?
Like any animal?
No, I mean like it's got to be
a vicious animal.
It's gotta be a beast.
Okay.
Like lion, tiger, bear. Oh my.
It's oh my.
That's an oh my.
You said oh my.
I would go with the bear. It would be pretty cool.
Are you dumb?
Bear's the most
You're
scary
done.
One.
Are you wanting me to do something cool, or are you wanting me
I
to...
I want you to survive.
Oh, okay. Then
I think a bear would be pretty cool to get ravaged by.
I guarantee a bear would be easier to kill than a lion.
Are you daft?
Lions are quicker.
No.
They practically have appendages. Bears will grab you.
And slice you. They have.
They'll slice you and dice you, brother.
I have a sword, and
you're
I'm
afraid.
More worried about the speed and a big jump on top of me.
I think I'm
bears
going,
can.
I'm going tiger. I think.
Tigers are huge.
I think tigers.
Be
lions are bigger than tigers.
All right, so I'll go lion. You'll go tiger. You'll go bear. Oh my! Because I'll tell you, John's dead. You might be dead. I survive.
Fighting a lion.
A lion.
What do you think is scarier, a lion or a tiger? I think lion's
scarier.
I think a tiger is
really?
Like, indefinitely more scary, like for like apex predator type things.
I thought lion was the king of the jungle, though.
Lionesses do like
tigers and lions don't live in the same places.
So are they both kings?
I think so.
Is it a lioness, like the female lion?
Yeah.
The female lion does all the...
Oh, they do all the badass shit.
Yeah. But that's because the male's at home protecting the pack. And then if they need the male to step in, he's still the beast fighter. They
but
fight
I've
other
seen
males.
Some,
man, Harris,
I've seen
Harris
a lioness,
Butker would be pissed.
I've seen a lioness, like, put an MF in its place. Like a lion in its place.
Yeah, but the men are still the beast. The reason they stay home is to protect the pack.
Okay.
And then other men will come and try and take their pride because they want all the chicks that they've collected.
That's crazy.
And then
crazy world.
The lion will just be like, nah, this is my
hey,
pride.
That's just like the whisper in your ear.
If you defeat this one guy, you can have all the bitches you want. That's what the lion's doing. They're like, look at all these bitches you've acquired.
Look at this. That bro's got six bitches. I got none.
I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
Yeah, pretty much. There were like some, like, there was like a tribe of like four.
You ever know
some
Lion King? Yeah, there's a lot of chicks and somehow they let the uncle stay around. But other than that, there's no other dudes.
Yeah. Scar?
Yeah.
Scar?
They're coming out with the...
not another live action
Mufasa origin story. And in the preview, it looks like Mufasa was adopted and Scar was the rightful heir to the throne.
Who the hell is
that?
Who the hell is adopting lions?
I mean, the other lions.
Oh man, they're like, oh, we'll just take this guy. He looks pretty.
But, anyways. If Scar was the heir to the throne,
he deserves it.
I'm Team Scar.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be like, whoa, that's pretty freak. My parents adopted you, and you freaking treat me like this?
We've been led astray this whole time. Scar is actually the good guy.
Might be.
Yeah. Wow. Me and Hunter, Mufasa, you maybe and Tyler, Scar.
Maybe that's the Mandela effect.
Scar is the good
maybe
guy.
Maybe we were just kids, and we were like, that guy looks scary.
Yeah.
And then we were like, oh, he's bad.
I don't think that's what the Mandela effect is, though.
I think it kind of, when it's like you misremember things.
Berenstain Bears, but it's also like
Bernstein.
Yeah.
And that's also
the worst is the Monopoly. What's did y'all see that?
With the monocle.
They said the Monopoly guy never had a monocle.
Oh, he did.
No, the worst is that movie Shazam. Do you remember that movie?
That didn't exist with the...
It was, what's that guy's name? Sinbad.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember that.
And he was, like, living in the guy's house, and he was, like, a genie. Mm. Movie doesn't exist.
What do you mean?
It doesn't exist. There's no proof.
Sinbad does not exist.
Sinbad exists.
They're definitely gaslighting us.
I know.
As little brothers, do you think we're more Mufasa or Scar?
Good question. I think... I'd like to say Scar, but I think we're more Mufasa.
Yeah.
We're underdogs, but eventually the cream will rise to the top.
Mufasa.
Mufasa was
like, that guy's an underdog.
I mean, Scar's badass, though. So.
He was not badass.
Yeah, he was.
He didn't even look cool. He looked like a decrepit lion.
He had a scar on.
Yeah, that was sick.
Yeah. You're like, this cat's seen some shit. You know?
All right. Do y'all think you'd go... I was looking at, like, all of the things they did inside of the Coliseum, and one of them was just human executions. So that's just the prelim to what I'm about to say.
Okay.
Do you guys think you would go crazy for a human execution?
No.
Yeah, but like
back in that day, I definitely would.
Ladies and kids, like everybody was getting juiced for like just a random person getting. Their,
I mean,
like,
dude, that was like their foot Super Bowl back then. You know,
dude, it was dead ass their Super Bowl.
Yeah,
they were like they would gather the whole family.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Hey kids, there's an Elon going on out there. You guys got a 0.5 KD.
And then the emperor would get up and say, these people are guilty of tyranny. And then you'd be like, yeah, kill them.
Yeah. No, dude,
it could be your neighbor. And you'd be like, yeah, screw that guy. Let's kill him.
But what level would it take for you guys to get into it here?
What do you mean?
This day and age.
They would have brought Osama bin Laden back.
We hung, like, Saddam Hussein or something.
I don't think we did.
No.
I think they did.
They did? And they recorded it?
I think so.
We saw it, right?
I think I remember watching that video.
I feel like it was a big deal.
I remember Gaddafi.
I think so.
Just to
be like, leave us alone.
And we didn't.
We'll hang the guy. I don't know. I don't know what happened.
They definitely hung him.
But if they had brought Osama bin Laden back, that could have gotten a lot of people juiced for
a human execution. I think there's like some beheading people that could like... Oh, beheading?
Yeah, with like an axe.
I think I'd like.
It would have been cooler. Would have been like, hey, we'll give you a sword.
Give you a stone.
And here's a lion.
There's no. I'd have to be like, if Osama bin Laden wasn't he like? I'm thinking of wasn't he like 6'4"?
Yeah, he was huge.
I would have to be like number 35. He'd have to be exhausted before I try to get in there.
What do you mean? Oh, like he would have kicked your ass?
Yeah, number one and two are frigged. I think Osama bin Laden in them.
But imagine if we put him in, like, the Staples Center, and we gave him a sword, and we gave George W. Bush a gun.
Are you insane? That'd be the coolest thing of all time.
Yeah. I'm thinking of cool things.
And then what happens if he somehow kills George W. Bush?
Is he the president now?
We
have snipers on him too.
Oh,
like it's fixed.
But I feel like he should become president if he can do that. That's pretty impressive.
Oh, if Osama bin Laden, like, blocked six bullets with a sword and
be like,
cut off George Bush's head,
I'd be like, all right, this guy's got a bad rap. He's pretty cool.
I don't know what they're doing over there, but I think I'm about it.
George Bush, a.k.a. Osama bin Laden,
sword.
I don't want to see that.
Who wins in hand-to-hand combat between all the presidents?
No. Osama bin Laden, he gets a suicide vest, but it's only got a small radius, so he has to get really close.
Suicide vest.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they love to do.
Bulletproof vest?
No.
No, suicide vest.
Bomb.
Oh. But close radius, so he has to get, like, pretty close to George,
like how
who's
close?
Got his AR-15.
10 feet?
So you have, like, one hand on a button?
Yeah.
And another
and
hand
he has
on
to go,
sword?
Oh! And he has to get all the way 10 feet to George before George blows his head off.
10 feet? The way I'm standing, 10 feet close.
Well, he has to try and get there before George kills him.
Yeah, I would have liked, like, 20.
Well, you were just asking me if I could get juice for an execution, and that's the kind of thing I'm
that's the way you get juice for an execution?
Don't you think that would be pretty cool?
Yeah, I mean, that would be sick as shit. Obviously. If George Bush was still in his presidency and he just, like, set that up in, like, a stadium,
it would have been
sick. We need a Coliseum. We need one. I'm pretty sure they're, like, revamping the Coliseum for something soon.
They're fixing it up?
Or, like, doing some type of...
I was wondering this. You have this beast Coliseum. How did you let it fall apart?
Well, the Empire kind of fell.
So huh?
The Empire kind of fell, so...
Yeah, yeah, but, like, still, you still have
yeah,
to so maintain it, dude. You got
what does Star Wars have to do with Rome? We know about the Death Star.
You think that they would have just let the Death Star blow up if it wasn't for Luke? You know, they got
this... I'm just saying the people who came in, they were probably like, ah... I don't know, dude. So they were like, oh.
That was stupid. They should have invented football. And
I agree. I agree.
That how many people is that
if the Coliseum just turned into a football field, do you think that would have...
Dude, like, imagine if we played the Super Bowl in the
how
Coliseum.
How many people do you think fit the Roman Coliseum at its peak?
200,000.
No way it's that big.
I was saying like,
than a football
I was saying like 5,000.
No, I think you guys are dumb.
I'm thinking 50.
50? I think 50 is
50.
It's big.
People...
1,000.
There's no way. You guys are so dumb.
We're out of three different
spectrums. You are so dumb. 200,000.
So have you been to Rome? I've been to Japan.
You're going to feel so stupid, like a big old idiot.
Okay. Did I win the last time we did this?
45,000.
Oh, nice.
Exactly what I said.
That's really close to what I said. And 5,000 standing spectators. So that's
like
perfect.
A standard stadium. Seat size for
a big one is 100,000.
Yeah,
some of the biggest.
Like Michigan can hold like 110,000 or something.
A college
Penn State's really big. Yeah.
College gets way more fans because I mean
yeah,
they have
like,
the students.
Yeah, Falcons is what like 50.
To
yeah.
One day.
The NFL is typically like only like 50,000 to 70,000.
Yeah.
The only thing I think about like going to a Penn State game is the traffic leaving it. I would have to leave in the third quarter.
Penn State.
If it's 100,000 people trying to leave at the same time.
I also think Penn State's kind of inconvenient location.
You think Liberty University can go to the Sunbelt Conference? We only got 15,000. Yeah.
Yeah, come on, man. You should know more about capacity. 200,000? It's crazy.
All right.
But whenever you see them in the movie, they're all kind of like...
Do you think it was packed out every time? Do you think they sold tickets?
Oh, shit, yeah.
The Coliseum?
Yeah. Or was it just like a free-for-all?
Yeah, it was probably like one lagoon. They would go in there. I don't know what the hell they were paying with, but they were definitely paying, and it was packed. I mean, like, the Coliseum, like, I have no interest in seeing an NFL football game. Like, unless somebody was like, yo, here's some tickets. You want to go to the Falcons game? I'd be like, oh, okay, sure. But they're like, hey, there's about to be a freaking naval warfare battle in the Coliseum. I would be like, oh, I'm there.
You're saving up your shekels.
Yeah, I'm shekling up. I got six lagoons of it ready to spin.
That's a bean, you know?
Yeah.
I know what a legume is.
You think they're paying the legumes?
Probably. What the hell do you think they were paying with?
Man, it looks sick.
Chunks of silver?
I'd like to go see it now.
The Coliseum?
Yeah.
I'll see it first.
Oh, here's it with water inside.
Oh, naysayers.
I said the sharks.
Why do you guys care so much about the sharks? Why is the sharks the big
because
deal?
There's no way,
water in a Coliseum.
Because there's no way they're going to transport the sharks.
There's arches throughout the whole entire thing.
Do we ever do any events where there's water in the stadium?
Like Olympics?
No, but not like a pool. Like
you're saying, like it's not meant to hold water.
The Thrashers.
Yeah, that's water. That's water. That's right.
Yeah, but ice makes more sense. Except for how do they keep it so
cool? Oh man, if you saw a bunch of gladiators on ice, sign me up.
They should actually make that a play.
Yeah, gladiators on ice. That'd be the worst.
Just imagine like spinning around.
Dude, I love like I haven't seen it in a long time, but could you imagine like getting a little inebriated and seeing like a joust, like a medieval thing, which still happens today.
Joust?
They do like medieval.
Oh, like fake ones?
You think it's fake? How do they do it?
You mean medieval times?
Yeah.
Pretty sure one time.
Yeah, but they still hit them with stuff. Made the staff.
So like fake, like the WWE's fake, but like you're still getting hit pretty hard.
I think so. It's like WWE of the medieval joust. I think that's
WWE's
shit.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet I would love to go see WWE live.
Oh man, that would be so beast.
Yeah, but I would like to know the people because like
now we're kind of outdated.
Now they're all weird. I've seen them recently. I was like, these guys are all freaks, and the ones that I know have freaked up.
Some are still in there. Yeah, Randy Orton, The Miz, Cody Rhodes. Normal.
I think The Miz like owns his own like WWE.
The Miz also was a tiny little guy when I was watching. Now he's a big beefcake.
What do you mean? I thought he was already big beefcake.
Well, I thought he was like a high flyer back when we watched.
I did too.
But I think he's like pretty jacked.
You know his beast, Rey Mysterio.
He was super beast.
619.
619, great move.
And his son is apparently in the WWE now.
I think I
found out.
Oh, or is it kind of like Kane and Undertaker were brothers?
Yeah, it was like, I
think it's actually his son.
That'd be cool.
Nah.
His last name is Mysterio. What do you say about that? That can't be a common last name.
Maybe. I think there's a possibility that it is true. But he is a lot taller than Rey Mysterio. Like, really? This kid's 6'1", and Rey Mysterio is 5'1".
I haven't done too much research.
You found out his last name, though.
Well, I mean, like, that was a good guess.
Rey Mysterio's real name is Oscar Gutierrez Rubio.
You know that when they made...
So much for the Mysterio.
The WWE made Rey Mysterio take his mask off for the... For like a show, WWE, and he was furious.
Oh yeah,
when they took his mask off and he looked like the...
Oh no, he has a son that's in the WWE.
Really?
He's Dominic Oscar Gutierrez.
Because you question really? Me, so
Dirty Dominic Mysterio.
Ah,
Dirty Dom.
But it doesn't look like he wears a mask. That's kind of messed up.
Apparently, you guys want to do a round of heads up between all three of us to see who's the best duo.
Sure.
Yeah.
So it's going to be
you and Hunt,
then Hunt and John, then me and John, and then we'll end the pod.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So how's
but that only
work?
Means one person wears it on their head. You know what I'm saying?
We can do twice. Two rounds if we need to.
So how does this work?
So, you'll figure it out pretty quick. You're a smart fellow.
You try and explain what's on his head, and he has to guess it.
Okay.
Whoa!
You got ads on here?
Ads on here.
All right, I'm going to try and do this.
Oh, my God. All righty. We're going to do...
Zach, I meant to tell you this. Our
blockbuster movies.
Our biggest fan said, "Zach Unhinged is an absolutely beautiful thing. I just thought I liked the movie reviews. We need more political commentary."
Zach Unhinged? Oh, from Mr. McDuff?
Yeah. But always go with John on historical stuff like Rosa Parks. Great job, guys. You had me laughing out loud.
Wow.
And he said he's going to have to watch the Penguin after that review.
You know what we need to do?
Have him on the pod?
Yes. I like had probably met him, but
you didn't know him that well.
Yeah. How can you love a guy so much and not even know him?
What did y'all give the Penguin?
Like a 9.3.
Yeah.
Loved it.
And fantastic. We like matched it. Oh,
you know what I've been thinking too is I think we kind of overrated The Last of Us. The more I think of it,
9.1. Yeah, but that's not fair. Don't look back at our past ratings. Don't do that, John.
That's why
we've grown since then.
But I think I fell into a trap where everyone told me The Last of Us was beast, and it was pretty.
It was beast. It was don't do that. Yeah. Don't do that. Stop talking.
It
shut
was pretty
up.
Slow.
That's kind of what people are doing with this new Gladiator. It's not the original Gladiator. You know,
John. You think really Rotten Tomatoes goes back and says, "Well, now that we're thinking about it,
are you excited for Last of Us season 2?
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
All right.
What do you mean? It was a B show.
All right.
Don't do this. don't undermine our ratings.
All right. My bad.
Okay.
You think you're gonna put another wall of license plate that you're?
Jeez, don't even ask me about that right now, man.
Use the cut it up ones.
All right, you have to give me a description. He's going to figure this shit out.
Pass. Oh, God.
Passed it.
He turned it off.
Thank God. All right,
redo.
All right.
Everything but the word and explain it. What was that first word?
Should I say it? Yeah, or is he going to go to the same one?
It's not going to come back.
Tombstone. I mean, I don't know.
Tombstone?
Did you know that? I didn't know if you knew that.
That's one of my favorite
movies. That's one of our like, family's biggest movies.
Sorry.
Focus.
The childhood family movie. All
right, let's go. There's a robot in it and...
Wally.
Pass. Sorry. Oh, Larry. He was on a
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
No, pass. Brain's not working. Oh, okay. Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt.
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yep. Pass.
Good one to pass.
Yeah. If you don't believe something, you
disbelieve.
You say I blame
don't
that.
Don't believe.
I blame
I
that.
I revoke.
All right, pass.
What the hell is you? What are you doing?
This is what Trump rides on in the sky.
Sleigh.
Trump!
Area 51.
Plane! It's a plane! Pass.
It's not me. Freaking...
Air Force One.
Area 51.
I think that was mostly on Zach. I didn't do
that. No, you were terrible.
How did you not get Air Force One?
Big Hero 6, you could have done that. Cable Guy, you could have said...
No, I said Larry.
Larry?
Larry the Cable Guy.
That's not what the movie's about.
I know, but I'm not... Do we have to give a description of the movie, or can I just like...
Well, just keep going if you can't get it, though.
Okay.
Larry.
Well... All right,
Hunt. If we get it, you go down.
Me and Hunt got one.
If we don't get it, you go.
Who am I going to? You or you?
Me,
John.
Flip it up if we pass it, but flip it down if we get it.
Flip up for pass.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was crazy.
Beast.
No,
that was beast.
Pass. Come on. Okay, we're getting screwed here.
Yeah, pass what? Again.
It won't. What's going on? Let's pass again. I've never
Should
heard that in my
it?
Life.
Oh.
Yeah, redo it.
Yeah, start.
This is unfair.
We got.
Sorry, we had an unfair round.
We had a 10-second roll off.
Was it Blockbuster Movies?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had never heard of Mystic Pizza. This is a cartoon from Disney, and it's a guy, and he's leaned over, and he rings a bell.
Oh, The Hunchback of Notre Dame?
Yep.
Notre Dame.
This is the one when the girl gets paint dumped on her at prom. Scary.
Carrie?
Yeah. Wow. This is a big lizard in Japan.
Godzilla?
Yep. This is a movie... Skip it.
This is a movie.
Skip it again. All right.
That's so weird.
This is with Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's a robot.
Terminator?
Yep. Skip it.
Skip it hard. So weird.
These are birds that can't fly, and then they live in Africa.
It's not going to work.
The ostrich? The ostrich?
Everyone knows that movie.
We got four.
Opinions? You're looking at me like you're proving a point, dude. The only reason I didn't get any points is because of you. Watch this. You're about to watch magic happen.
Hopefully.
Focused. Tom Hanks sucks. Toy.
Toy Story?
Yep.
Oh, you said toy. Can't see that.
Sorry. Skip. 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 It's with Natalie Portman. She makes out with Mila Kunis, and it's White
Black
Bird.
Swan.
Nice. Skip. That's a crazy one. It's with Robin Williams, and he is Peter Pan, but older.
Hook.
Nice. Skip. That was a paragraph. Skip. It's with, it's a cartoon, and it's a demigod who's trying to be stronger, and he's...
Hercules?
Nice. Skip. Skip.
What?
No, these all suck. look at the list and tell me how you would have done that. Read them out.
Okay, we could have gotten Lassie.
Dog. I don't know what There's Lassie is.
I knew Patch movies. Adams.
I didn't.
That was awesome. I was almost my guess when you were giving me Hook.
It was Patch Adams.
Ron Williams, he's a doctor. He cheers kids up.
Is with the clown nose.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
Is there one that's like good movies?
It's like blockbuster movies.
You think blockbuster
Blockbuster. We don't know how that worked out. No, so you take it, and now we just reverse.
No, but you still do it.
Yeah, you go first.
Okay, we're...
Me and Hunt have... We only had three. Me and Hunt had four. You guys
had... Well, we got screwed.
I don't know what to tell you.
We got absolutely
Sometimes
screwed.
Sometimes if you don't know the movie, you gotta explain the words.
Yeah.
Skip. it's a lady with an umbrella. Old movie.
Mary Poppins.
Yep. Red guy with horns that are cut off.
Daredevil. Horns. Oh, Hellboy.
Yeah. This is the opposite of a man.
Woman.
And not that, but a different word. And then an animal that flies. What's an animal that flies?
What's bird? It?
Yeah, now say those two together.
Woman bird.
Yeah, but think
Lady of... bird.
Yep. This is an animal that doesn't fly.
Ostrich.
The other one. The other one. What's another animal that...
Penguin.
Yeah, and this is what they would do in a line.
Walk. Penguin walk.
Oh, God, skip it. This is a movie where the guy has to cut off his leg to escape.
21 hours. How many hours is it?
It's 127 hours. And what?
That's fine. I panicked.
I was trying to get it.
I panicked.
Oh, man, Zach, we only have six.
Did he cut off his leg?
Then the first one, yeah.
Okay.
All right, so it's me and John?
Yeah. Now you give it to me.
All right. Dude cut off his leg after 21 hours.
Oh, Tom Cruise flying a plane.
Top Gun.
Yeah. Oh, there's a monkey and it's a Disney movie. God.
The cartoon?
Yeah, cartoon. Skip.
What was that?
Bad.
Jungle Book.
Oh, Simple Jack. Never Go Full.
Oh, yeah. Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
That was a great one, dude.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, he is... What's before first grade?
Oh, Kindergarten Cop?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Dinosaurs.
Jurassic Park?
Yep. Skip. The movie where they try to help those American citizens get out of the embassy in a war-torn country.
13
hours. No, Ben Affleck.
Argo?
Yeah. Nice.
This is such bullshit.
You guys
skip, skip. I'm getting skip after skip.
All right, you guys have to get, like...
Five?
No, because we got five and four. Oh. And you guys only got one, I think.
Oh, okay.
You guys
gotta get, like, nine.
Let's do it.
Otherwise, Zach's the bum.
All right.
It's okay. Skip.
It's with animals, and they are skip. Do you want to build a snowman? Come on, let's sail away.
Frosty.
Oh. Shit, you're wasting time. It's that number after eight.
Nine.
Yes, go. It's with a bunch of British people, and they're zombies, and they're like, it's popular with
Shaun of the Dead.
But it's not Sean, it's...
Day of the Dead?
The original.
No, it's rhyming. Original. I don't know. What rhymes with Sean, asshole?
Is it good?
That's it! No! No, we're running out of time.
Sing
it. It's a southern dish, and we all love it. It's
the pariah.
I'm getting screwed on these, dude. I hope y'all know that. I got passed for 10 seconds. Shaun of the Dead.
Frosty.
Why can't you get Star Wars?
You wanted to say Star Wars, The Last Empire. I would have gone through 9 movies.
I mean...
Redo it. Me and Hunt get one more redo.
Y'all can go again.
All right.
It's fun to
You
watch.
Gotta pass differently.
Do I have to every time my forehead?
No.
You flip it hard.
I do. I got like this.
Up top. I don't know why it freezes every time you
Should
do it.
Should I do this? Like,
no,
move,
no.
Just move my head.
No,
that's what I've been doing.
Like, with some rips.
Oh, let me. Can I practice?
Yeah, use your wrist, dog.
That's what I was doing. I was doing this.
Yeah, that's good.
Like this.
Yeah, it's a good flip.
I also think that this game has, like, can tell when you get it sometimes.
No, it can.
Okay.
You'd say the name and it would go right. for you.
It does it sometimes.
Skip.
Oh my god.
I don't know how to describe that. It's like a equestrian animal, but it's ready for battle.
War Horse?
Yeah. It's like... No, skip. It's Angelina Jolie, and she's got horns, and she's out in the middle of nowhere, and it's a Disney thing.
I don't know. I can't get that.
Skip. It's a movie about this creepy superheroes, and like one of them has like he's all blue, and he's got no wiener or wiener, and it's showing. And it's on HBO, and they made a series about it, and. Son of a B, huh? Skip.
Terrible explanation of that.
Skip. Oh man.
All right.
I think this is the game's fault. I don't think that was our fault.
Cloverfield. What would you have said if that came up for me?
In. Oh, John eats edibles or something.
John accidentally eats a pot brownie, come
what
back.
What did you say for Black Hawk Down?
He skipped immediately. That's what I said.
What? Helicopters?
It's the only helicopter movie that I know.
All right. That was a good one.
That was fun.
Y'all good?
Yeah.
Do we need to sign off?
You want to sign us off?
Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Movie Night.